biscuit. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
Chinchilla.
Just the three of us this week. It got a little bit too late for Tila. Dooley.
Dooley's like doing some work and stuff.
So. Oh yeah, word. I saw that. Awesome. So, back for another cool show. If you missed our Aetherite Radio
shame on you
show the other night, you missed out on an epically long, over 2.5 hour show.
I'm curious to see how much of that will be edited down. I don't know.
Yeah. Aniro likes to edit it down.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Take out some of the part at the end, Aniro. Take out some of the part at the end.
Well, we ended it, but then we kept talking.
Yeah, that's so true. That's true. But still.
I don't know if we want to keep everything about the poop socking. I don't know.
Well, at least the definition of it anyway.
We'll see. I don't know.
It was a good discussion. All right. So,
I don't know about that, but...
sweet. So let's talk about a little bit of news.
All right. So ever since Vanifest, everyone's like, all right, three updates, right? Last time it was 75-80, and then everyone's like, it's going to be 80-89, and then like 90-99. Not the case. September update is taking us from 80-85, which would mean then that we would be at 99 next June.
So that'll be like from 86 to 99. Ooh wee, that's a hike.
Probably like 86 to 90.
Yeah.
Oh, 86 to 90?
95 and then 96 to 99. I don't know, but it's definitely not.
I thought they were only doing it in three parts.
I thought they were too.
Oh well,
of course we also
have
thought
to,
that they were
right?
Gonna conclude the Wings of the Goddess missions with this update, and we saw how well that worked. But so yeah,
that's cool,
85
though.
With September update, and it's kind of funny because the two bits of news up on topics are only 2 days apart. One of them is okay, you're going to 85, and then they like talk about everything that the jobs are getting. And then 2 days later, they just post all the details. Like, why bother? I don't know. It just seems like they kind of just wasted some time doing that, but whatever. New job adjustments. This is job adjustments part one.
I was reading this, and this is pretty cool stuff. Like, I didn't understand
it
fully.
Some good stuff, and then there's some stuff where you're like, what?
You're like, hmm? What? Yeah, like, hmm? Like, okay, for example, let's see here. Like, some of the abilities, like, or spells didn't really have, like, explanations for it, did they? Like,
yeah.
For example, just to kind of throw it out there, like, the ninjutsu spells. Like,
okay.
What do those do? It says it uses the ninja tool, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say what it does.
You know what? They actually... Now that I closed that tab, let me go back. They did explain what some of the new ninjutsu was going to do.
I was confused because I didn't see the follow-up. I'm like, hmm.
No, it did. Where was
like,
it? I saw it somewhere.
Black magic, stone jaw. What the heck does stone jaw mean? What does it mean?
I saw that, yeah. What is the jaw?
Nobody knows.
What does
Nobody
that mean?
It's just a jaw.
It sounds cool. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. But what does water jaw do? And Yoshu and Yurin, these two ninjutsu spells.
I got a couple things mixed up, so they didn't actually talk about what those are going to do.
It's like,
but I think Sentinel's Shurzo for Bard at 82, I think that's probably the song they talked about that will reduce damage taken by party members.
Okay, that's cool.
Let's see, what else is in here? Black Mage is getting Break at 85.
Which does what?
Break, dude.
It's like, stone, right? Or petrify or something along those lines.
Dark Knight at E5 is getting N Dark.
Nice. Kinda, that's helpful.
These are some interesting...
because anything that adds to a Dark Knight's damage is just totally needed.
Well, they need to give Dark Knight magic things that are useful. Like, they can cast fire, too. And...
Woo!
White magic. These are kind of interesting. There's gain and boost spells for red mage. There's gain bite and gain mind. And for white mage, there's boost bite and boost mind. This will be interesting to see what those do. Paladin gets end light at 85. It's kind of like Dark Knight's getting end dark. New job traits are coming. Thief is getting dual wield.
Thank God.
Yeah, it seems so weird now that they're, you know, for so long we've been at 75, and, you know, everyone's like, oh, well, if you want dual wield, you have to sub Nin. Like, that's just how it is. And now it's like, well, Dancer has dual wield. Now Thief has dual wield. It seems like they're just like, let's just
and what made them finally get off that track
and see what happens. I don't know. What else? Dark Knight's getting a critical attack bonus.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bard's getting the fencer trait, which I'm sure will be very useful to them. I'm being sarcastic in case anyone can't notice. Some new abilities are coming out. White Mage will get one, Divine Caress, which it says if the next spell you cast cures a status ailment, your target will gain enhanced resistance to
that. Divine Caress, that's what gets you from first base to second base. For all of you out there,
it sounds cool, though, because, I mean, if you're fighting... you know, some kind of mob that has like ice spikes or whatever, and even if you have a dispel or whatever, it, you know, keeps showing up, people keep getting paralyzed. Well, if you, you know, use this ability and you remove paralyzed, then you'll like get a resistance to paralyze. So that could be, I know, I could see where that would be helpful. What else do we have here?
Saboteur,
yeah.
Which I thought was kind of cool.
It's basically it
makes it so that if the next spell you cast is enfeebling, its effect and duration will be enhanced, similar to...
Like a seal.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Dragoon's getting Soul Jump at 85. Delivers a high jumping attack on a target enemy, which suppresses enmity. And then just like with Spirit Jump, the effect is enhanced when a Wyvern is present. And just like...
And the timer is shared with high jump. So it'd use either or.
They're not really new ability. Like, I don't know. Like, the reusing of the timer kind of bugs me.
Yeah, kind of. Because you're already waiting for high jump to, you know.
Yeah. Two new roles for Corsair. Corsair's role, which will enhance snapshot effect.
It's Corsair's role, not Corsair's role.
Corsair. I know. I said
Corsair. That'll get you, because you thought you said Corsair's role.
You look at it first, you're like, Corsair what? Blitzer's role, which will reduce melee attack delay, so it's kind of like a haste samba type of thing. This one is interesting. Feather Step for Dancer lowers a target's critical hit evasion. What is that? Like, does that mean you can crit more?
Yeah, I think that you're to assume that you can crit damage? More, or
I'm
your
not,
party
not
can crit more.
Sure, what that is. It says also here, if successful. Will earn you a finishing move. Now, I don't know if this is a typo or something that they didn't really think through when typing this, but usually a step will grant two finishing moves. So if it only gives you one, that's kind of weird.
Maybe it'll be epic.
I hope so. Cause
like
really
maybe everybody will be critting like so hard.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what critical hit.
Dark Knights are going to be like, yes!
I just crit so hard!
Yeah, I don't know. I think that'll be interesting to see what exactly that means. And, you know, and especially with, you know, they've been doing, like, crit hit, you know, damage traits and stuff like that. You know, crit hits have been kind of seeing a lot of attention lately, so we'll see what happens with that.
Awesome.
And then I always love when they do this, right? They list out all these, you know, black magic spells, white magic, all these new abilities, and then they're like, several new blue magic spells will be added, and they show a picture, and that's it. They don't mention any of them.
You're like, what?
After they list everything else, so they don't mention anything about
Blue Mage. Yeah, Blue Mage is like, always just have
like,
to wait.
Here's a Blue Mage casting something on a goblet in Saruta Baruta. Enjoy. Like, really? Why don't they give the details of those? I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense to me why they would detail all that other stuff. And then just be like, oh yeah, Blue's getting stuff.
Maybe because, like, in the event that they change their mind at the last minute, they can pull it back without people going, no!
They could do that to anything, though.
Yeah, that's true, but maybe with Blue Magic spells, it's like, maybe they're a little bit harder to implement or something? Maybe, I don't know. Testing, maybe? Who knows?
They also say that performance-enhancing tweaks are also in the pipes for numerous existing job abilities, and they'll be announcing those sometime soon. This was Job Adjustments Part 1, so wouldn't be surprised if a Job Adjustment Part 2 shows up sometime this week. So keep an eye out for that.
That'd be cool.
I'm sure we'll see, you know, some kind of other, you know, update news or whatever coming out, like, you know, for Moblin Maze Monger stuff or something. So we'll see with that, but yeah, I mean, update will probably be it, and like I would say maybe next week if they want early September. There's a preparatory update I think that's going on tomorrow.
Really? Okay.
I think it's on the 31st, if I recall.
Tomorrow's the 30th. Tuesday's the 31st.
Right. I thought it was a little later than it was, so you know, technically it would be, but whatever.
We're on it. We're on top of it tonight. We're not that late. You know, we started a little bit late,
but not that late. It's only like almost 11 o'clock. Up on topics this week, Scars of Abyssia is available for pre-order, which really doesn't do anything if you pre-order it. Like, I never understood the idea of pre-ordering.
Content. Maybe they just want to get a feel as to how many subscriptions you're going to get for this. But I think with the success of the first one,
have left the game. If they're still playing the game and they got Vision of Abyssia, they'll be getting Scars, like, hands down. There's no reason to not at this point. Shout out to Corinth, who just like texted me and reminded me that I need to like turn my phone off while recording. That's nice. All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
If that's really what the text
says. No, it wasn't. It was good last night. We were doing our show.
Whoa.
She sent me a message on Vanishing. She's like, "Do you remember to hit record?" I'm like, "Yeah, like we're good, you know." You made him send the call. I forget to hit record. Really? Really? How does that happen?
You're a lucky man, FusionX.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
so, yeah, Scars of Abyssia is on the pre-order list.
I'll be hearing some more about that this week. Maybe some Artifact 3 or Empyrean Armor, whatever they, you know, decide to actually call it. Maybe some hints at you know, some of the Magian upgrades available that we think will be available for those. So some good stuff should be coming out this week.
Absolutely. All right, that's it for news.
And if not, it'll be bad stuff.
Like,
that's stuff that's coming out.
Like Bell Commands or something. That's like my cop-out. Like, I need to find something new to make fun of. What else could they add that would be terrible? Like, there's gotta be something.
Lots of stuff.
Not necessarily, like, MMM, because there are some people, like, you know, they're each little game mechanic, even, like, you know, Ballista or Brenner or Chocobo Racing, like, not a lot of people use it, but, like, it's got, like, it's kind of, like, hardcore, like, you know, following. Just like MMM.
Okay.
But there's gotta be... Like, the people that do, like, do those activities are, like, really, like, loving them, you know? It's not just like, hey, let's go do it just to do it. That, you know, there's people that are still, like, really, like, you know, they should bring back, like, Ballista Royale and, you know, stuff like that. But, like, stuff like Bell Commands, like, no one cares about Bell Commands.
Some people care about Bell Commands, man. Don't, you know, you can't play that down because I've met some people.
They're like, you know, man, I was going to quit Final Fantasy XI, and then they introduced new Bell Commands. And I'm like, you know what?
I've known a few Tarus that have been all about the Bell Commands.
Sitting out there in Upper Juno, you know, like during Christmas with the holiday music playing.
You know what? I bet you there's still people. I bet you there's still people that are all up into Pancration.
Oh, they're definitely...
Well, see, Square cheated
it's
with
Pank
that.
It's Pankration.
How did they cheat with that?
ZNMs.
Oh, yeah, I guess kind of, yeah.
They're like, all right, no one's really doing this. How can we do something that kind of makes people use the system? And they're like, oh, let's like, make a new like NM thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, that'll work. All right. Anytime they try and reuse the camera thing, I'm just kind of like, really?
They probably worked so hard to make it, you know?
That's the thing. They're so proud that they, like, made this particular game.
Little
mechanic.
Do we know, it took them, like, 4 years to make that.
You know what? Man,
who knows?
You know, it's funny because, like, you know, the whole hype around Pancration had died a long, long time ago. Oh, yeah. And then I met someone who was like, oh, man, you know what? I love Pancration. I was like, what?
Really?
But, you know, I'm like, cool, man, you know, go for it. Because that, you know.
Yeah.
He was all pumped because he got his hat.
I bet it'd be, you know, like, easy to get into that and, like, win a trophy now, like, if no one's doing it.
Yeah, maybe.
I should look into that just because I need more furniture items.
It's the revitalization of Pancration. Pancration revitalization.
Okay.
Moving on.
Was there a particular reason why you took what you just said and just, like, reversed the two words, or was it just sounded good at the time?
Sounded good at the time.
All right. Player achievements. Been really busy this week and forgot to put up the player achievement post, but we do have a few that have come in from Twitter.
Our society is trying to educate Fusion X, and so therefore, with school, Fusion X is too busy to.
I've been trying to learn Japanese, and I was especially yesterday very busy.
All right, give us a sample, Fuse. Tell us
of what
of Japanese. Go say something in
Japanese. Denwa.
Denwa.
Telephone.
Yeah, I know that.
There you go.
That's all. That's
only
all,
my first
that's
week.
That's all that you can give us, really, right now. That's all you can give us.
I'm working more on actually being able
to get your money back.
Say anything. I'm
get
working on it.
Okay.
No, it is kind of cool though. I kind of had, you know, do you ever have one of those moments where you see something and you kind of like, and you just have this kind of like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Take a step back. You're like, all right. I was just in Whitegate and people were shouting in Japanese. I'm like, I can, like, I know some of those, like, characters. Like, that's nuts.
Very cool. And you've got an awesome tutor.
I've been playing this game for so long. And, you know, it's gibberish. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, like, I know.
Gibberish.
Yeah, well, it's Japanese, but you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know what any of it means. Whatever. You know, it could be, you know, squiggles for all I care. But, you know, being able to actually be like,
no,
oh,
that's
I know.
Kind of insensitive. You've got an awesome tutor, though.
I do.
You're lucky. You're lucky that way. Most people have to take the class
for helping me out with some Japanese.
Corinth, the word. Most people take Japanese.
She knows a little bit
deal with
there. So. But anyway, player achievements for this week via Twitter, which is actually kind of nice because a lot of people actually posted in here pretty quick after I was like, "Hey, forgot to put that up, guys. Send us some tweets." Defender X said, let's see, where was it? I just saw it. I got his Bliga Scythe. I'm not sure what that is. Is that the one from, like, Mega Ma, Mikey? I'm asking like you would know that.
Like,
right?
I really think you totally. You know what? I think you're right. No way, I don't know.
Yeah. You guys have. Anyway, Nifty Mantle, Shadowlord Grip, Neck, Cape, and Headpiece. Boo Boo Flag.
That's, what'd you call me? What'd you just call me?
It's a boo-boo flag.
Boo-boo flag.
I don't think that's like an actual item, is it? Like what?
It is now.
I'm like typing this in the wiki. I'm like questioning if I should be doing it on like Urban Dictionary just to be safe. I don't know what this means.
Oh no! Don't make
suits,
me edit that.
Suits and Zippy's Revenge.
Boo-boo flag.
Boo-boo flag.
Hold on, let me ask him. I have him right here on Skype. What's a boo-boo flag? All right, keep going. Wait for him to respond.
I was
going to
do like a dramatic pause. Edwith kept marksmanship on his Corsair at 275 and wants to see new ranged accuracy daggers for Corsair in the next update.
No.
How do you spell boo-boo flag?
B-U-B-U. And then the word flag.
Boo-boo-remu? Is that...
I would think
it's
so.
Boo-boo-S.
Is there a boo-boo flag?
No, there's not. Which is why like I have no idea what that is. Like, the only thing
sounds
I think...
Sounds like an insult. Like, you're such a boo-boo flag.
The only thing that would like remotely mean to me is like a Winder's flag. Like he got Winder's rank 10 maybe because like Boobarimu is like closest to Winder. I don't know. Like what is that?
Explain yourself. What is
what is a Boo Boo flag?
Maybe there's a secret Boobarimu.
Is he responding? Is he, like he needs to hurry up. Like
I said, what's a Boo Boo flag? He says question mark question mark question mark. Boo Boo flag in your player achievements.
He knows. He's just no being. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
No, it's not Ed, it's not Defender.
Oh, it's just Defender. He's like, man, let me tell you something.
He's going to smack you for that. You know that. You know that. Anyway, just want to prepare you for the inevitable.
Bring it on.
Eladosia down Ovni twice, low manning it, and got the Augur's body, which is pretty cool. It's kind of a weird looking body piece. Garyu got synergy to 30, made a couple of the teleport Irians. And killed 20 charmed people in Dynamis Sandoria as a Black Mage Manowall for the win. Always love, like, people get charmed and you want to, you know, just hop, like, hop over and just, like, jump on them or weapon skill them real quick and, like, walk away. And, like, you didn't do anything. Then we got Kyle says, finally got my Varangian Helm and ranked number 5 overall in Square Enix Community Sites. That's pretty cool. And that is what we got for this week. And if you're all lucky, I will remember to post those next week.
Defender's going to be like, Chin, explain yourself.
Has he actually like told you what that is yet? That
no.
Flag?
I don't know why. It's weird because like you'll be talking to Defender on Skype and he'll be responding. And then all of a sudden you'll ask him a question and he's gone. And he'll be gone for a total of like 5 or 6 minutes. And then he'll come back. And then he'll be gone again for 5 or 6
he'll be like,
minutes.
Ah, man, let me tell you about that boo boo flag.
You know what it is? Probably he's just alt tabbing, is probably what it is.
Maybe. He wants to make sure he gives the right answer. He's like the dude you have, like, if you're playing, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And he's like, your call a friend. It's like, hey, I need to know what the answer is. And he's like, all right, hold on. And, like, the call ends before he comes back. You're like, dude.
Yeah. All right, we'll give him a minute to respond to that. Explain what a boo boo flag is. Is that it, or is there more?
That's it. That's it.
I actually have an in game.
Hold on, I think I just crapped my pants. Give me a minute.
Yeah, I just peed.
Grab the sock. Okay. I actually activated my 11 account again, and I was excited. I got in game. I was hanging around with Yumi for a while. And just, you know, he was telling me about some of the new stuff. You know, he got some new Abyssia gear and stuff he was showing me. And I was like, sweet, you know, I'm gearing up to play again, you know. And then my hard drive crashed.
Nice.
And actually, before it crashed,
driving drunk or something? Why would it crash?
Windows 7 is really cool. I gotta give it to Microsoft because when Windows sees that the drive is starting to crap out, it'll try to like repair stuff.
Really?
Yeah. It's like when you turn on Windows, it'll like if it sees like any kind of like corrupted files or something, it'll like try to like copy the files and like replace those files. So anyways, before the drive actually crashed...
If we can see your drive is getting a little sick, you may need to take it out back and put her down.
So before it crashed, I restarted the PC and I saw that Windows was trying to like salvage DAT files. And I was like, uh-oh.
You turn it on and Windows is like, scalpel.
Yeah, exactly.
Sponge.
You're like, what?
Sponge.
Where did I put the scalpel, the CD drive, like ejects or something?
Tootsie Pop.
Tootsie Pop.
What?
That's for me. That's
Tootsie Top.
What is that from? That actually...
I think that's from Family Guy. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. Probably.
So, all right. So, I saw that some of these DAT files were having some problems, and so I was like, I think there's a problem with my hard drive. So... At that point, I had all of my like photos, like my family photos, on this drive. So when I saw that it was having some problems, I moved the family photos just in case. Yeah. And then like that night, I went to restart the PC again, and when it rebooted,
it blew up.
The drive didn't even show up in Windows. So I was like, well, dang. So I had to, like...
I had that happen to me this week. One of my drives just, like, didn't show up. And then I rebooted, and it was there. And I'm like, okay.
Well, it forced me to reformat the thing. So yeah. I reformatted it, salvaged some of the extra data off of the drive. And then I was like, well, maybe it was just corrupted, you know, data. And maybe I'll be fine now. Put some more, you know, just went on with life and, you know... It didn't,
you like go to reboot
work,
your computer,
so...
and when it boots up here,
no, nothing like that.
I think something's wrong.
It starts smoking or whatever. So I put some other stuff on it, and the PC would freeze every time I tried to access that drive, and so it's totally screwed.
At least you got some of the family stuff off.
So I know. I did lose my entire PFA folder, which is kind of a shame. Because
good thing you had that backup, though. I mean,
yeah, I know. I have to reinstall 11 if I'm gonna play it again. And I'm actually kind of excited because Beastmaster, I'm told, is like everybody that I know that has ever been a Beastmaster is like, Stake, you need to try out Beastmaster.
New jug pets are pretty solid.
Yeah, that's what people keep telling
bunny,
me.
You can get a ladybug.
Yeah, a ladybug and a sheep.
Ladybug with like Treasure Hunter 2. Like what?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
So we'll see about that. My account is active though. So nice. When 14 comes out, I'll get my shoes. Okay, next. Let's see, Fusion. What do you got going on there?
Oh, what have I been doing? I haven't been on online as much as I would have hoped. This past week started classed rather. Did a little bit of Einarjar, did Odin. Had a V-Fork, E-Body. They get to Dalmi.
Nice.
Tier 3 to Knight.
Who got those?
I do not remember.
What the f- good are you?
Hey, whoa, hey, yo.
Why gotta be,
oh,
why bad. Gotta
I didn't mean
throwing
to swear.
Off the swears, yo.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. So inconsiderate.
Who's reporting tonight?
Me!
Hey.
Me!
Oh, ha ha.
Oh, think of the children.
No.
What children?
Think of Bern Herbert.
Well.
So we go from think of the children to think of Bern Herbert.
He's the youngest person I can think of.
He's like, what do you think I care? But been doing just Abyssia, like, you know, every like Wednesday and every like Saturday or so. I don't know if did we do a run since. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The whole week has been a blur to me because my sleep schedule is all whack because I got to get up like before noon for class and stuff now, and it's. The whole week is just a blur, but it's you know, just doing what I've been doing, Abyssia, Einarjar.
Doing what I've been doing.
That's pretty much it, yeah. Nothing like OMG, but I'm sure, you know, the next couple of weeks with, you know, version update coming out, new level cap, you know, Scars of Abyssia, I'm sure there's going to be a lot to talk about.
Cool. I assume you don't have anything, Chin?
Not really.
We can talk about the beta, though.
We didn't care, like, what she had to say anyway, so that works out.
I did.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Did
you feel, like, quiet after that?
I don't have any emails on the show notes.
Yep, no emails.
No emails? None?
Nope. We had, like, another Japanese one. Or something, or whatever, like we had that spam email.
I'm going to go and look and see, because, dude, you're right! No, this is Chinese, not Japanese. No, wait, no, this is, you're right, this is Japanese, no, this is Chinese.
The double, well, you know, Japanese comes from China.
Yeah, yes, this is true, I know. I can translate that real quick.
Oh man!
Yeah, I love translating like Chinese. Highly effective foreign trade development system. You are good. The leopard foreign trade customer.
You are good.
Software.
Thank God for that.
Childhood. I might be like the son of Satan there for a minute.
Childhood might look everywhere. Your profession, over 10,000 customer information, contact methods, and so on. Mailbox, telephone, facsimile. Wow.
Wow.
So there.
Chinese for the win.
Glad you were able to help make sense of
that. Yeah. I know. I should respond in Chinese and say, thank you, but no thank you.
Well, you need to, like, type it in, like, broken English or something. Me no want or something.
I should just put, like, random English to Chinese simple. Thank you.
He's doing it, too.
Trees are good. Eat vegetarian.
Why would you eat vegetarians?
Eat vegetarians, not vegetarians.
What?
Say,
you said eat vegetarians, not vegetarians.
Eat not. I said don't eat vegetarians.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Either way, it sounds kind of weird.
The planet. Recycle.
Unreal, dude.
And cut. And respond.
I had a smiley face.
Okay. Sent. I forgot that email account actually has your name attached to it, so good luck with that, sir.
That's fine. It's like spam anyway. It's not like I'm going to get anything from it. Some Chinese dude in a suit shows up at my door. Like, we need you to come with us.
We want you to be the head of our recycling department.
Chinese.
Oh man, I love the ability to do that stuff. Okay. Wow, with that out of the way, since we don't have any real emails to address.
That's it.
Which is unfortunate. Wait, Defender just responded.
What's the boo-boo flag?
He's typing. He said, Wait. He's typing.
Like he doesn't know.
Wait for it. I know.
He's going to give you like a 4-day-long explanation.
He says, oh, Dyna Boobarimu flag. Maybe he finished it,
You don't get a flag from finishing Boobarimu. You get like a it's like an oar or something, right? Or it's like some kind of...
And he's typing, and he's typing.
Oh, sliver. That's what you get from clearing Boobarimu. You get the sliver.
You get the sliver from finishing it?
Yeah. Boo-boo flag. Like, what the hell is a boo-boo flag?
Like, I finally got the flag.
Like, you won it. Won the zone, beat the zone, cleared.
Yeah.
All of the above.
It makes sense, but I never would have. I was thinking, like, an actual, you know, what you know, 99% of people think of when you hear the word flag.
Well, when I hear the word flag, it means, like, unlocked or, like...
Okay.
Started, like it's a quest, like if you flag a quest,
well,
you
well,
start
you know,
a quest.
Wait, the way it was in there, boo-boo flag, you're like, what?
Boo-boo
flag. No, if he had said,
sounds like
boo-boo.
Bathroom talk.
If he had said, like, flagged boo-boo, I would think that he was, like, doing things to, like, that dude from Yogi Bear or something.
Oh,
hey, boo-boo.
Anyway, yeah, cleared boo-boo.
Something
boo-boo.
About picnic baskets.
I had forgotten about that. I'm glad we were able to clear that up before the end of the show.
Yeah, me too. It was very, very...
Everyone that was listening is like, well, what was the boo-boo flag?
Yep.
They ended the show and they never answered it. What is this, like Lost now?
Mm-hmm.
Every week you listen to PFA, you'll just get more questions, never get an answer.
Okay!
Alright.
Wow. Let's see here. Our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com. Keep an eye out for some news regarding Scars of Abyssia and job adjustments. Maybe they'll have some stuff for Beast. Maybe.
We already had Beast stuff in here, though.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe more stuff for
they
Beast.
Were, I think the bottom of the post alluded that they were going to do performance-enhancing tweaks for existing job abilities.
Oh, word, yeah, yeah. Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
Depends what they do.
Word. All right. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody, say goodnight.
Goodnight.